Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you want to train like a supermodel? Can you train like a supermodel? Well, our guest says so. He's international fitness expert Michael Olajide, and he was a former number one ranked middleweight champion boxer. And he's also the founder of Sleekify, this workout we've spoken about a little bit before that's involving real boxing moves, not just following along, but real moves, working your body, jumping rope, getting your heart rate up. Welcome to the show, Michael. Tell us, how do you train supermodels and what makes their training any different than the trainers that we see at 99% of the clubs around the country?
Hi, Melanie. Thanks for having me. Well, I think what makes Sleekify workout different, especially for the supermodel body, is that we focus everything on the core, and there's nothing about this exercise that bulks. You're using your body and very natural maneuvers. There's nothing none of the contraindicated exercises that you could see. It's like your natural muscle range, your natural arm range, only speed it up. And it's that element of speed that you add with high repetition that incinerate fat, and the maneuvers are designed to enhance certain parts of the body, like the gluteal, define the quads, hamstrings, or the traps, the trapezius, without bulking it, just giving that nice linear long look, and not a shorter, bulkier muscle, which you can do if you're using heavier weights or you're working slow and not quick. Now, the element of speed is an extremely important thing because, it's this perpetual motion, and your body's always in this movement, and a very fast movement. And it's amazing to see what happens to the body. The changes just happen real fast.
Do we get sore from a workout like this? I mean, typically you think of doing lunges and doing weights and doing squats and all of these things. And then, your client is sore the next day, or you're sore the next day and you're going,
yeah.
But is this that kind of workout? Do you make these supermodels have trouble walking the next day, Michael?
Absolutely. It's kind of like
the
price to get in. Anything you do for the first time or as a professional athlete, I mean, I could be a sprinter, but if you're going to have me sprinting hills all of a sudden, it doesn't matter if I'm an Olympic-level sprinter, I'm going to feel that. Because that level of intensity and the way I go at it and the fact that it's something my body doesn't do, it's just naturally going to be that way. And that's what it is with these girls. Their body's going faster, moving differently than it's ever had to move before. And in a range of motion they're not used to. So, yes, it's going to be sore, but it's the kind of soreness they feel really good about. They know, they feel it immediately that it's working. And that's kind of cool. Yeah, when people are okay with that, that's great. Although I have had
go on.
I have had some girls say to me, I don't want to feel sore the next day, and I'm kind of I'm puzzled. I was like, unless you've done this before, believe me, you're going to feel like the mummy just unwrapped.
Well, and I think that a lot of listeners think of supermodels and models and people that are famous as,
yes,
their workouts are important and they look great, like Madonna and the arms, and mm-hmm. but mostly they think it comes down to the starving themselves.
Yes.
And the not eating.
Yes.
And that's, this propagating feeling.
Yeah.
So you could do this workout and get a pretty cool body without having to starve yourself. I mean, because, that's not what the average person wants to do.
Yes, exactly. Everyone wants to, have their cake and eat it. I totally understand the concept. And, we all know it's calories in, calories out, those basic things. Look, these girls really do. Like, the VS girls are a little bit different than the high-fashion girls, too. The VS girls, Victoria's Secret girls, they have to be in lingerie and pretty skimpy, and their bodies have to look healthy. And it's a different, now there's a different mindset coming from the VS model to the high fashion, where they have to be really very skinny and genetically skinny and very wavy because the way the clothes are cut and designed. But you don't want to see that in lingerie. So they want a healthier, more athletic-looking body. And that's starting to actually wash over into the high fashion as well. A lot of the high fashion girls are coming out wanting to get that same look. They want
to
be healthier.
So what do you do to give it to them? So they're jumping rope. We talked about Sleekify in a previous segment. Are they doing this? Are they boxing, jumping rope? What are you doing with them? Give us a little bit of a workout here.
They're boxing and jumping rope at a rate that you would never believe. I mean, really at a competitive athlete level for that hour. I worked with Adriana Lima after she had her second baby as well as her first baby. She had a month to lose an extraordinary amount of weight because she wanted to make the show. Now, she saw a doctor. The doctor gave her the green light. Everything was cool. And then we went into, like, a two-a-day workout session. We'd work out in the morning, work again in the evening to keep her metabolism on and burning. And she came out, and she obviously she wasn't at her pre-baby weight, but she was at this, I mean, her body just responded. Everybody's body will respond to that type of exercise. And in a natural, very, you know, in a very natural way, in a very beautiful way. And she was able to get that. But her work ethic, and that's what I'm saying, an individual's mind, if you give them the kind of workout that complements their mind and that's never going to be boring and repetitious, it's always going to challenge them, that makes it so much easier.
So give us a little example. You're putting her through two-a-days. What's the morning like? We only have a couple and a half minutes here, but give us a little example of a workout.
Okay, well, I have a warm-up. I get her on the jump rope. She loves the jump rope. We're doing different maneuvers like double turns or the crossover and side unders and all that familiarity and repetition you're learning. That's great. Then we go into a shadow boxing section, and we put a complex combination together that we're also going to use on the impact side. So I'll have her do things like doubling up on the jab, follow with a right hand, come with a left uppercut, and then slip a punch, which is when you visualize your opponent throwing a punch at you, you have to get under it, and then coming back with a right hand counter. So we'll work that for a number of times, make sure she's really got that combination down tight. It's like the theoretical application, and then there's the practical application. I'll wrap her up, put gloves on her, and I'll put the focus mitts on, and I'll have her execute that same combination on the mitts. So she has the gloves on. I have like a catcher's mitt on each hand for those who haven't seen this exercise before. And she punches into my hand, but very fast, very hard. And then I swing back at her, and she has to duck her head. And so she's using her mind, her body, every single muscle in her body and every single, you know, molecule of thought in her mind to defend and to coordinate, and it ends up being this complex exercise. But it's really a lot of fun and takes her mind out of the fact that it's, you know, that it's this type of physical work. It really is a high grade athletic workout.
Is there a little bit of defense involved?
Yeah, there is defense involved. So punches are coming at her as well as she's throwing punches. And it's kind of risky, of course, being a model and in front of the, you know, but you've got to be in front of the camera and everything. So there's the danger element. And there's a couple of times when, you know, we've had a slip up or two, but nothing that makeup wouldn't cover.
Nothing that makeup. Thank you so much, Michael. And people can find out more about Sleekify and training like a supermodel. We're at Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. You can certainly get the book. It's a great one. Thanks.
Thank you so much. That is a great way to work out and learn defense and learn to work your body by using your mind to move your body, not just mindlessly working out. You know, there's something out there for everyone, and this is definitely something of interest that I am going to try myself. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.